Hi, I'm Lisa Chanu, and you're listening to The Tony Soto Show.
And I am Tony Soto. What a fabulous introduction from our return champion, Lisa Chanu. Oh my God, I've already fucked things up because I'm all knees. I'm all knees. Luckily, we don't need those. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thanks so much for having me back.
Oh my God, welcome back. I wanted to just show you what I did to the apartment.
It looks great. I love the color. Did you paint it recently?
Yeah. It's freshly painted as of, well, it's been months now, a couple months. But don't look too close. You know, it's like my drag makeup. it is slightly flawed. But overall, if you look at it from afar, you're like, what a beautiful painting.
It looks great. I love the color. And I feel like there's pop of color, the orange and blue. I love it.
It's because, Lisa, I feel that you're kind of my advisor in a sense, because you've read my cards, you've done my charts, you've told me things. And so when I do something, like, this was a move, all right? This was also, like, getting out of that pit of depression. I was like, you need to shake it off. So, just trying to adhere to what you say.
Yeah, I think, well, you're Sag too. And so it is about having a goal sometimes. And it's hard to like pick a goal sometimes, especially if you're depressed. It's like, I don't want to do fucking anything, much less like pick one thing and go for it.
It's the worst. You know, I had to have you back because isn't Mercury officially back into retrograde?
It is, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I need to ask you something, Lisa Chanu. So Lisa Chanu, of course, listeners, has a fabulous What's Your Sign podcast where she discusses the stars. And nut allergies, like gluten, I never heard about retrograde of Mercury ever until my later days. And now I hear about it a whole fucking lot. Has it always been going over and over and over again, fucking people up?
You've lived through so many, like so many of them. And that's why I think it does get so overblown and people are like, Mercury retrograde. But it's like, it's four times a year. Like, you're going to experience it. You're going to have tech problems.
It is four times a year.
Three or four, yeah, depending on the year. But it's like, also, it's Mercury. It's like not the most important stuff. Yes, it's tech communication. Like, be careful when you're driving, especially if you're listening to this while you're driving. Like, be careful. Watch the road. It's that kind of stuff. Short trips, getting overwhelmed. Mercury retrograde is like, have you ever been on a train and then you see another train and you feel like you're moving the wrong way?
Yes.
That's what Mercury retrograde is.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's just a little disorienting for a minute, and then we all get back to
it's like daylight saving.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You feel like that. You feel weird like that. Well, before we get into to that kind of stuff, I want to talk to you as a comic.
Hell yeah.
Because you are a comic who is I find this interesting because you are currently like in a bubble of comics that are doing very grown up stuff. You're married.
Mm-hmm.
You have a husband.
Mm-hmm.
You have friends who now have babies. We have friends who now have babies.
Isn't comedians, that crazy?
Comedians with babies. I mean that. I don't mean to shudder. It just happens so naturally. I want to know what is the ride like trying, because you're also what I call successful adjacent. Like, you are right there. You're at the cusp. People are seeing you. What is it like to stay on that ride as a comedian, but also try to like continue your life as a human in society, doing all the human things?
That's a great question. I just did a little industry showcase, no big deal. So I do feel successful adjacent right now. But I feel like, you know, in comedy, like there's only so far you can go by doing the same things over and over, right? So like the shows that I can get on, the things that I book myself, the things that I like do regularly, I'm only going to grow in them to like a certain extent. And so if you cannot, you know, get to the next level, it's like you have to level up other parts of your life to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my perspective. So it's like, yeah, making your relationship super solid. Like, everything that I have, like all the workout stuff I do, I've like ramped it up. I'm trying to just like elevate. And then it's like, yeah, maybe then you go to the hardest yoga class and you meet the person that is going to take you to the next level or whatever. Not that it always works out that way, but I do just feel like you have to grow as a person or you're never going to grow like
right.
as a performer, as an artist.
So yeah. So these people who are like, who throw themselves into profession, is that something that you don't recommend?
I would say not in the beginning of your career. I think that is, I mean, I guess there are people who like, I'm thinking like Nepo people where it's like, yeah, I guess like if you just get stuff handed to you, but they don't always end up being great.
Yeah. And so, I always say, get your first marriage in quick. You know what I mean? I say, get it in, figure it all out, you know, do the Kimmel thing, you know, go in then get yourself the prettier producer or whatever. I just learned something. I just learned a fun fact because I had a musician, John Conlon, who on this show, and he was telling me that he also does gigs for free. And I was like, oh, you're like stand up. Like, I was like, oh, so you just go. Have you ever thought about singing, Lisa Chanu? Do you sing?
It's crazy that you ask me this because I was in Mexico City with my mom and all of her sisters and my cousin, all girls, for my mom's 71st birthday. I don't know if she wanted me to say that.
Happy
number,
belated.
Yes. And we went to karaoke one night. And like, I'm a performer, so I want to do karaoke, and all of my aunts and they were like so nervous, you know, where I'm like, it's in Mexico. You're never going to see these people again. Like, it's fun. You know? And half of them don't speak English. They don't know if you're getting the words right. The other half are drunk and don't care.
Karaoke was the last thing I did before I almost died in Puerto Vallarta that time. It was like, oh, I was doing karaoke. We left the bar and I threw up and I almost died. Go ahead. So you were in Mexico karaoke.
Well, they were all like, you should get voice lessons. Like, you're so like, and I'm like, you guys were drunk. And like, I was also drunk. And it's like, I just know how to use the microphone because I do stand up. I'm not like a great singer.
Well, neither are some people. Neither are some singers. So here's the thing. You already know how to work for free. I'm like, double it up, girl. You know, practice that karaoke a little bit more. Be like, hey. You know, mold me, make me.
My bestie, Julia Loken, is like a really amazing singer.
And, oh, she looks like she can sing.
And we're thinking about, there's like a new music open mic we're thinking about. So we'll see, TBD, maybe things. I might be getting voice lessons. We'll see.
Oh my God. Horizon. Wait, but did I feel that? Was that in me? Was that my psychic moment?
Psychically divined.
Because I was like, because the first person, and I don't even know why, but you were the, when I found out about that, about musicians, I was like, oh, some comics need to know about this. I was like, there's got to be some that can hold a tune that, you know, might need to cast the net. Because I was talking to them about, I was like, you know, you're a singer, blah, blah, blah. But like, in this town, you have to do more. You know, I got a notice for an audition for one of those fucking pharmaceutical bullshits, you know, that has like the sing and dance, the fucking you know, where
it's Pepto-Bismol.
Diarrhea. But they pay you 10 grand. It's a 10 grand buyout, and you fucking, and it's a 5 grand shoot. Plus, you know, they'll pay you like wardrobe and shit like that. I mean, they run you to death in that. But I say that because they're like, you need to be able to carry a tune. And I remember once I used to be able to. I think I've ravaged it.
No, I bet you still can.
You know, it takes too much work. At this point, I get hoarse after one show, like hosting one show, because I'm not doing it for my diaphragm. I'm just screaming.
I know, same. And I do too. I like really do use my vocal cords. But you know, I have something that my friends call PGV, party girl voice. That's what I feel like you get a little bit.
And yeah, the old lady in the back.
People like it.
Yeah.
People like a little bit of like gravelly, like if they're like, it's sexy. It's like, okay.
Yeah. You know. I drink a lot. So you said you just did a showcase. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun.
What did that entail?
Dude, I went to an open mic it was like an audition, and they picked me to do this industry showcase, and I like, so blown away. It's at the Crow. It's a part of a comedy festival that I did not know. Like, I missed submissions for, you know, and I just feel like they gave me so much, like allowing me to be a performer on the festival and it showcase for all these industry people and, you know, shake hands. And I'm really grateful for it. Like, I don't know. I was definitely like the bluest person on the stage, but, you know, hopefully that stood out in a good way. I don't know.
Oh, you were filthy, huh?
I'm not going to like not be what I am. You know, like, I don't want to fake.
You know, I have this conversation with my dearest and loveliest friend and our Casey Lai, comedy partner. And, you know, we've had conversations about, he's like, you know, oh, I got to, like, you know, have at least so much clean material. Is that not something that you do?
I did. I did. I think I did two, like, pretty blue jokes. And then, but the clean material I have is dark. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I didn't, like, curse or say anything, but it is, like, kind of still making you think of something.
Now, we did an acting class together.
Yes.
How strong do you feel as an actress?
Out of 10, I give myself a 2. Yeah.
What is it? What is the block? What is the block? Because the thing is when I see you on stage doing comedy, it's natural and it's flowy. But there is a little block when it comes to like scripted text. What is that?
Oh, for sure. Well, I think I love that class. And one of the bits I actually did last night came out of that class, like from my stand-up, from like, I want to try doing this thing or that thing and learning to actually perform on stage instead of just telling jokes, which there is a difference. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason I took that class is because I am so comfortable being myself on stage. I am comfortable. Like, I feel like on stage, I like lean back. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very comfortable, but I'm not really comfortable doing like act outs or singing or doing stuff like that where I'm like, I see other comics doing it's like a trick to getting laughs.
Yeah.
And so I want to get there. So I need to like push myself in going to acting class and doing other things. It's not like I think I'm going to be an actor, you know, but I do like to push myself in that way. And so I think the block for me is that I have been performing as myself for 10 years.
Have I ever asked, like, was it always stand up? Like, or like when you were young, like I was a thespian, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was doing theater. I was, you know, step ball changing and jazz hands boots. What were you doing?
I did theater in high school. Uh-huh. I was always kind of cast in a comedy role, and I also did a lot of like production stuff.
Got it.
So, you know, behind
like
the scenes,
like wearing a headset.
You know, helping with tech, kind of things in a high school performance sense, pulling curtains, etc.
Got it.
And then, I started here. I started with improv and sketch writing. Mm-hmm. So I am comfortable improvising. I'm comfortable doing crowd work, all of those kinds of things, but I've never really like acted in a bunch of stuff. I was in Wizard of Oz. Actually, it was like kind of I don't know if I should even say this, but it was like an all white production of The Wiz. But it was like, I was a kid. I didn't know what I was in.
What in small town hell is that?
Yeah, no, it was like a bunch of white people singing Get On Down the Road. It was very like, I don't even know if I should say it on air, but I admit like, I didn't know those songs. I learned all of that. Like, so I did a few things, questionable things maybe, but yeah, as a youth.
Take that off your resume.
It wasn't all white either, but it was mostly white.
Do you see yourself in a writer's room?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah? Is that kind of, would that be more success to you than like, you know, a good touring stand-up career?
Yes. I just think financially it feels more stable. But I also think I won't ever, like, comedy is like, it's like dating someone. Like, I'm never going to stop dating that person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always going to want to, like, pop in on a show when I'm in a different city or do this or do that. So even if I was working, I would still want to perform. And I think as an actor, you know, maybe, like, I'm more of a guest star or, like, something like that where I can kind of come in. Maybe something that's more who I am, where I'm more comfortable in my wheelhouse. And yeah, I'd love to write. I've been in, you know, certain kinds of writers room, more like, I don't know. I wrote for Netflix as a joke for a couple of years. I've like done little things and I would like to level them up.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so how long have you been doing What's Your Sign?
What's your sign? Started in 2018. We are on hiatus, but
Oh, hiatus.
Well, we had a birth.
Oh, that's we're on a maternity really leave. Fuck things up. No, they Jesus. Wait, you're not. Are you baby bound?
No.
Oh,
no,
I say that in such an accusatory way. I got to stop doing that. No, only because I want people to be like that. No.
No, I live in a one bedroom apartment. Maybe if we could get to a two bedroom, you know.
Well, get that kid in college so the podcast can come back. Because here's the thing: you're working out there. You're trying to make a name for yourself as an entertainer. But you are known. What's Your Sign podcast is a known podcast. I feel like you are three trusted humans in that whole sphere. What is that like to navigate? I mean, I know the amount of times that I ask you questions just randomly. Do you get that a lot?
There are certain people I like talking to about astrology. You're one of them. I feel like because also you're Sag, you're like open-minded. You're willing to go there and like hear it and process it. People do ask. I don't mind when it's friends. I don't really give readings because I have worked in the service industry my whole life. And so like when people I don't know ask, I'm like, you should try Stevie or Julia because they do this for money, you know? But it is hard doing stand-up and being an astrologer. I think as an astrology person, people expect me to be a little bit like softer and more spiritual and open, and like I'm very not that.
I like you for that's the reason why I like you, is because I don't want to have all the foo-foo flowery nonsense. I want it to be interpreted by a no-nonsense voice, and I think that that's what we get from you when you do stuff like that.
Yeah, and Julia and I like said very early on when we were starting, like, I don't want to be somebody that like has to go on stage and read tarot card. Like, I want to still do my comedy. I don't want to change who I am. Even though astrology, it is introspective, and so it does change you because you're thinking about yourself, the way you process, the way you feel, all of those kind of things. But like, it should change you in the same way that like growth as a person helps you as a performer, instead of people being like, that's just that astrology girl that sometimes does stand up. It's like, no, I'm a comic and I do astrology.
Right, right, right. Yes, first and foremost, exactly. Well, there is something that has been popping up on the TikToks that I am dying to talk to someone about, because look, I have my issues with ghosts and spirits and whatnot. I'm more apt to believe in an alien than I am a ghost. However, there's this thing that's going around on the TikTok, and it's these spirit boxes. Do you know what these are? These like squawk boxes or something. There's, it's like, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a box that is supposed to pick up spirit voices around the ethos. So there's this guy in particular where he's on it and he's like asking questions to these spirits, and it comes in with these like vague, like, eight ball responses and these weird voices. Have you heard about this? What do you think about this? What are your thoughts about this, Lisa Chanel?
I haven't heard about it. I do kind of feel the way I feel about like ghost hunters or whatever, where it's like, I want to believe you, but it doesn't seem
I want
believable.
To believe you. See, and this is the thing. People will come at me and be like, Tony, you can't like be so negative about that. And I'm like, look, I am more negative about a deity than I am. Look, ghosts make more sense to me because I don't believe in a god. I'm like, well, I mean, if there is a deity, yeah, we'd be stuck here, wouldn't we? I want to be spooked. I want it. I want it.
I'll tell you where to go.
Doesn't ever happen to me. Doesn't.
I think you should go to Jerome, Arizona. I went there. It is the most haunted place I've ever been in my life. Definitely, I had like a weird experience, but also could be explained type of thing. But there is an energy where I'm just like, this feels fucking.
What's in Jerome, Arizona? What were you doing in Jerome, Arizona?
My ex like wanted to go to a haunted place. And it's like, it is very, it's an old coal mining town. It is very haunted. Like, even if you're just like, I was drunk and I went outside to smoke a cigarette and there was like a little boy skateboarding. And it's just one of those things where you're like, is that little boy real? Like,
what? No, wait, wait,
it's
what?
Like, he was real. It's just, it makes you feel like, what the fuck? Like, it's the setting, the whole thing where you're just like, what the? Why is there a little boy out here at midnight or whatever? Like, you know what I mean?
I should go on to one of these specific things. So I'm telling you, I've been in spooky situations. I've been in graveyards. You know what I mean? I used to suck dick behind a goddamn mortuary. Nothing. No spooky things have ever happened to me. And I'm telling you, like, I would change my tune immediately if I experienced something like that. Like, I experienced, I'd be like, oh, no, no, I did. I felt it. No, 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 no. There was a ghost. Never. I think it's, and then you get this fucking bullshit gaslight nonsense. It's like, well, Tony, they don't just show themselves to people who aren't open to it. I'm like, I'm pretty fucking open.
I close the circle to any ghosts. Like, do not attach to me. If you are listening, I do not want, I am on the upswing. I have just done an industry showcase. If you are not here to help, please fucking do not bother me.
Well, yeah, I don't want any negative ones by any means, but goddamn it, come and push a glass around by all means. I don't give a shit. So fucking funny. Because this is what I think about. Like, do people come at you asking you about the spiritual? Because that's not really.
Yes.
It's not. That's
not adjacent. I mean, it's adjacent. It's not what astrology is. And people do. It's hard too, because like, I think people think it's like a religion or a belief system. People ask me like, do you believe in it? And I'm like, it's not really a believe. I just like use it if I can. It's like, you don't have to believe in a hammer. There is some astrologer that said that you don't have to believe in a hammer to use it. It's just a tool. You can, it's math. It's cycles. Like, you call when your kid turns two, you call it terrible twos and they run around and scream. I call it Mars return. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's different language. And so it's like, I don't know, you're just trying to get in tune with your cycles as a person, your sleep cycle, your whatever. It's the same as astrology. We're just using, you know, nebulous planet things and like angles and stuff like that.
And what I love about tarot specifically is, like, you know, they're just really beautiful illustrated cards that have been like painstakingly like made into definitions that. And it's the luck of the draw. It's like, you know, it's like putting that moment into those and then seeing what it's gambling, which we all love gambling.
Do you know destiny cards?
Destiny cards. No, tell me what a destiny card is.
Destiny cards. It's the 52 card playing deck that you use for gambling or games. Uh-huh. And so the story is, I'm repeating something, so feel free to fact check, but that nobody knows where the deck came from. And so it's like this idea of, there's 52 weeks in the year, there's 13 something, and there's 13 of each card, and then there's four seasons, there's four suits. And so it's like all of the things represent like a specific day, and so you have a card that's you, and you have like how they move, and they are like, they are scary destiny accurate
cards.
Sometimes.
Should I get destiny cards?
I'll like put you on my app.
Are they at the witch shop?
No, it's just like,
it's an app.
You have to learn it. It's
you
just
have to
a
learn
playing
it?
Card. Like, it's just.
I'm down.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Down. So I pulled out my old pair, my old tarot card deck. Now, here's the thing. Never once learned the tarot cards. I don't. But
you don't need to.
When I was in college, I read people's cards for cash. And I was really good at it. But I think it's just like a matter of like, I'm pretty in tune to like what other college kids were feeling at the time of being in college. Cause I was nailing it. I was like, oh, your dad doesn't like you. And they were like, you're right.
Well, the cards are just symbolism too. So it's like, even when you're reading, even advanced readers, which I'm not. So again, feel free to fact check, but it's like, you know, like color theory, you know, red is anger, you know, blue is
the
you know.
Pictures tell so, a lot, yeah, you know, so what I mean? You oh, that's just, a lot of swords. Those don't look good.
Yeah. Yeah. So you kind of know from what the card looks like, what is happening. And that's why it's cool that there's so many different decks now too. And there's so many different creators. Cause it's like your interpretation and you get to see something different every time. It's all about your psyche. It's like doing a Rorschach test or something where you're like, oh, this is what this brings up for me. Like, that's why you go to a reader, because they have their own specific lens. It doesn't have to be like, right or wait, this means this, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, you don't want to be like advising people to gamble away their savings or whatever. Try to be as ethical as you can. But like, the cards are there for interpretation.
Yeah. And it's also like, it's like, look, I feel like there's a lot of times where you'll go to certain tarot card readers and they do want to like connect it to a psychic connection, And I'm like, just read the cards. I'm like, I mean, I see what you're doing, but, you know, and I've had some people who have contacted me and they're like, you know, I'm a legit psychic. I would come on your show. And I'm just like, I want you to, but I want you to be right, because if you're not, it's going to be really hard for me to pretend. I want to believe in them. I want to believe in them, but you know.
There's a couple good psychics that I know in LA. I mean, I had one reader that was reading tarot for me, and I don't even know if she was doing it consciously, but she would talk about people in my life. She would kind of transform into them. Like, not, you know, but just
right.
The mannerisms, the thing. And I don't know if she knew she was doing it, but she'd be like, oh, your husband. And she would imitate his body. Or, like, I would be like, whoa, he sits like that. Or, you know what I mean?
God,
and
you so, probably do know a lot of spooky people.
I do. I know. I mean, because...
Lisa Shannon knows so many weirdos out there, I bet.
Because of astrology, you have to, like, put yourself out there and let you... listen to other people's fucking wacky shit too, you
know?
I'm
going to work on my eye rolling and I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start doing that. Lisa, I just got three more things.
Okay.
Just three more things. Oh my God. Look at the work I do. Ugh.
It's amazing.
Can you believe it? I put these up myself. I put them up wrong. Listen, these are on borrowed time, this cork thing. So this is just three random questions that I pulled out of my asshole. That I don't know that I'll be able to read, but we'll see. Okay, there are automobile recalls, planes, engines exploding, and nearly falling out of the sky. Fast food is poison, and people are about to stare at the sun. What is another stupid thing?
A two-party political system?
What? Are you saying that it's flawed, Lisa Chanel?
I mean, I even just going to Mexico and, like, seeing... They have more than two parties. And, like, seeing the way that their political ads and stuff work there, I was very impressed by how involved the actual people, real people, seemed. I don't know if that's the truth. Again, I was a visitor. I'm a white person. Like, it's... I'm just saying that I saw something different, and I was like, why aren't people here doing... Why aren't people here passionate about their fucking thing? Why aren't they... Because, like, at a stoplight... people would come with a banner for their candidate.
Yeah.
And, like, they're really advertising for the person they really believe in. I don't see that shit here.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because nobody likes either fucking person.
Yeah.
And if there was a third person, everyone would be like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And it's like, no, we need to be challenged.
We here look at a third party as a detriment to the other two. That's how it looks. You know, and I'm thinking very serious about being Mexico bound in the next coming years living there. I find it interesting because people always want to be like, oh, the cartels. You know what would end the cartels? Us sending guns to them. That's us. That's coming from us. Their guns are coming from us. We get rid of the cartels, Mexico is like the shit. And I was watching something that it was like, we don't know how climate change is going to actually affect us. This hemisphere could actually freeze up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And think about that mass migration. You taking your white cracker asses down to the border being like, can we come in? After they were trying to do that for years and you're all like, nope, nope, nope. So just remember that, white people.
Yeah.
All right. South Korean women have lowered the birth rate for 4 years in a row because men suck and they were over misogyny. What's another good idea?
Oh, another good idea. I don't have any good ideas.
I mean, I love that.
I mean, I'm like, the minute you said that, I'm like, they have all the good ideas in Korea. I'm like, I use all their skincare products. I'm like, they are doing what needs to be done over there. I think that trends could change. I feel like I'm a little over the mermaid aesthetic and the, you know, I feel like
mermaid aesthetic,
you know, unicorn and all the color hair and all of the things. I feel like we could go a little bit more, more classic, maybe. Huh? More blowouts. I feel like blowouts could come back. I don't know. I feel like it's time for a shift in the
She wants cocaine hair back.
I do. I like, you know, and everything is acceptable now, which is great, but I like a little grungier and a little more polish.
I'm actually, you know, I'm having a moment because right now the 90s rave clothes are back in, and I'm like, oh, I'm a 44-year-old man that so badly wants to put on a pair of those pants again.
I know.
I had so much fun in those fucking pants.
My mom used to always tell me, if you wore it the first time, you can't wear it the next time.
Is that true? She's probably right. No, that sounds right. You know, because, no, your mom's right. I hate that your mom's right. Now, just because I was like, I'm going to get a pair. But that's true, because then it's just chasing.
Well, I tried to do the cute, like, you know, biker shorts with, like, a big t-shirt and, like, a scrunchy look. Oh, God. I look like a tourist. I look like I'm, like, here visiting from Wisconsin. Everyone's like, what the fuck is this going?
Good. All right. Last question. Lotto fever. Powerball is over $1 billion. You're going to get, like, about $600 or $700, I think, after taxes. If you won the lottery, who is the first person you would go no contact?
Oh, boy. Let's call somebody out right now.
Let them know.
Let's see.
Because they're sitting here hoping you're going to give them some money. Mm-hmm. Ruin it.
I'm like, there's so many people on my list right now. There's so many of them. I mean, I'm certainly never speaking to anyone in the comedy community again. I am done with stand-up. I'll tell you that. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Except for when I'm buying the clubs of the people I don't like and turning them into dispensaries.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God, Lisa Shadoo, it was so fun having you on the show. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Tell people where they can find you on the social medias.
You can find me at Lisa Shadoo kind of everywhere. And What's Your Sign podcast should be back soon. Chatterbox Comedy Night is every Sunday at 8. Yeah, you'll see me.
You'll see her, and you'll see me. I am Tony Sutter Productions on Instagram if you want to see me cross-dressing, and I am The Tony Sutter Show on Instagram and TikTok just to see me being cool. I'll be back again next week with more show. Goodbye.
Bye.